So as sad as it is to comprehend whether or not the jawbone is linked to the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, and whether or not that the jawbone is actually identified as that of being Natalie Holloway's, we can all say for sure that we hope that the family does get answers and Natalie is returned to Alabama to her final resting place. Over 5 years now, this case has gone from one direction to the next. The family has had all sorts of false hope, false leads, and false promises from the Aruban government. Finally, will there be a justice of some sorts for Dave and Beth Holloway? We'll have to see. There's only one real victim here, and that's Natalie Holloway. There's only one real suspect, or some will think that there's three real suspects, the Kelpos and Joran Vandersloot. Joran Vandersloot will meet justice someday. The Kelpos may or may not, it's hard to say. But who really deserves justice is Natalie. Let's bring Natalie home, I hope. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.